song always makes me cry, so I gotta get myself together real quick here. In the meantime, let's read our affirmation once again. Christian love of ourselves includes acting on the faith that we are born with a meaning and purpose, a vocation and ministry that serves to strengthen and extend God's realm of love. All right. So we are called to a purpose, not to get into heaven, but to live out our God-given purpose. As our Jeremiah text says, God knew us before we were formed and knew that we each had a purpose. We all have a purpose, a God-given purpose. We are called to live out our purpose and to live with purpose. In the letter to the Ephesians, it says, "For we are what God has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life." We are called to do good deeds, to share God's love in whatever capacity comes before us. The question that goes with conversion is not, are you saved? The question that goes with conversion is, are you used? And this is a quote by Bruce Van Blair. And this quote reminded me of Wesley's Covenant Prayer, which is one of my favorites right now, and I'm going to read this to you because I think it's so lovely and one that I have held in my heart the past several months. And if you want to ever find it again, you can Google it, or it's in our United Methodist Hymnal on page 607, the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what you will. Rank me for what you will. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be employed by thee or laid aside for thee, exalted for thee or brought low by thee. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to your pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. To early Christians, being saved meant that you were converted from living for yourself to living for God. This puts you on a new path or way of life. Christianity was originally called simply the way. On this path, you found your true identity and purpose, that one that had been a part of you since the beginning of life, but never grew or blossomed until God became its end point. In other words, whether it be the result of a sudden awakening or a gradual change, at some point we stop hitting that snooze button in life, and we wake up to discover that just as surely as the sun has been shining gently on our faces before we awakened, so surely has the wild and untamed love of God surrounded us from the very beginning. When the author of Ephesians noted that we are created in Christ Jesus for good works, he isn't talking about merely serving on a church committee. He's talking about devoting ourselves to doing whatever it is that brings us fully alive in this world and gives our soul rest. This is why we're here to begin with. And I've been speaking and quoting Eric Elness out of the book Phoenix Affirmations. Now, it isn't merely about serving on church committees, but I have to tell you, that's coming up as well. You're going to be asked. Some of us know what we're going to do, what our passion is from the beginning when we're born or when we start living life. Three of our kids here today knew exactly what they want to be when they grow up, and some were a little hesitant because they haven't found their passion, their purpose. God hasn't told them, this is what you're going to do. And some of us know what our purpose is from an inner stirring as a reaction to something that happens in our lives. And 9/11 was one of those reactions. We all remember what our days and that day was like 15 years ago. Many felt called to do something. And God did not do this. God did not do this to the Twin Towers. Humans did this. And as Christians, it's our job to decide how we are going to react to this. How are we called in response to human action, to human hate? Have you all heard the story of the man with the red bandana? I have heard this story throughout the last 15 years several times, and just recently I heard this story again. There was a man that was given a red bandana when he was young. He was given the red bandana by his father when he was a child, and he kept this red bandana throughout his life. He always had it on him in his pocket somewhere, on his head, on his arm, or handkerchief. However, he always had the red bandana with him. And he served as a junior firefighter when he was a teenager and loved it. He went to college and he got a job, I think I remember this, on Wall Street in some way. And so just a couple days or a week before 9/11 took place, he had told his mom, you know what, I got to give this life up and I need to become a firefighter. I know that is my true purpose. I miss it from when I was a teenager and all that I did. And so unfortunately, he didn't get to do that because he was in one of the towers when it was hit by an airplane. And the stories that come from this day are of a man wearing a red bandana over his nose and mouth and helping many come to safety. He would bring them down the stairs and know that they were safe, and then he would go right back up, do it all over again and over again. And as the days went by after the towers had come down, so many people spoke of the man with the red bandana. And sadly, he died when one of the towers came down. And so he's one of the people memorialized at the 9/11 memorial in Lower Manhattan. But he knew his purpose. He knew what he needed to do. He knew it was his call to do good deeds, to go and help people. He had the God-given gifts to do so. In Colossians, it states, "Whatever your task, work heartily, as serving the Lord and not men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ." Meaning, whatever you do, whoever you interact with, whoever you serve, you are to treat that person as if that person is Jesus himself. Not just another person, but that person and Jesus himself. Everyone has a purpose, whether it's a paid purpose or a volunteer purpose. We just need to listen to our prayers, our souls, and our hearts to know our purpose. No matter what we do in our daily routine, whether it's a vocation, it's a paid job, a paid career, or volunteer, we are called to do something, to live as Christians, which means we are to be living out God's love every day, sharing God's love every day in all that we do. And whether you are in what you consider ministry or not, I would like to give you the language that if you are serving God's people, in whatever capacity that is, you have an opportunity to be doing ministry. And that's our call, to do ministry in everyday life. Christian love of ourselves includes acting on the faith that we are born with a meaning and purpose, a vocation and ministry that serves to strengthen and extend God's realm of love. Amen.